Don't you appreciate that? Didn't deserve to be loved. In fact, she should have been just deserted as far as human feelings go. She chose what she wanted to do. I ain't gonna have nothing to do with her. I'm glad it's not that way with us or with Gomer. I'm glad he came after us.
Amen.
He came where I was at, because I could not get to where he was at.
Amen.
And I bless his name this morning. I appreciate the preaching. And what a blessing that is. It's a love story. Not just between a man and a woman, but between God and his people. And I bless his name. And I thank him this morning. Thank you, Brother Durant. I appreciate the preaching. They're getting Brother Fred ready. He's going to preach for us. But I want to say this while he's getting ready. I appreciate our young people that are part of our service.
Amen.
If you're 25 years and younger, I want you to stand this morning.
Amen. Woo!
Amen. Amen. I appreciate you can be seated. But I want to tell you, we got people here that love camp meeting, and they come. I appreciate Brother Sean and Stormy Smeltzer's two daughters, Emily and Hannah. They're both in college, but they always want to come to camp meeting. Got Colby back here. He just graduated high school out in Mississippi. They come every year for the first week, and he asked his daddy, he said, for my senior gift, he said, I'd like to go 2 weeks to camp meeting. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. Brother Fred, you come around. He's going to preach for us 20 minutes. They'll run the light for you. Appreciate this man. He was a school teacher all of his career, and he's got a lot of wisdom, a lot of good common sense. I love this man, and I want you to hear him gladly this morning while he preaches to us what God's laid on his heart. I love you.
Bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You may understand why I say some of the things I do, being a school teacher 28 years. Drive you crazy. Say some crazy thing. No, I loved it. I enjoyed every bit of it. Loved the kids. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. Appreciate the opportunity to stand and just share a little bit with you. And I want to read one verse out of the book of Job. See what you think about this. I mean, just see what you think about it, okay? Job says, thou hast granted me, in Job chapter number 10, verse number 12, you can turn there if you want to, but you don't have to. He says, thou hast granted me life. And he said, and favor. And then he said this, and I love this. He said, thy visitation has preserved my spirit. The visitation of God is what's going to preserve your spirit. Did you know that?
Amen.
It's going to be God visiting you after what Brother Mike preached last night.
Amen.
We're going to have some visitation from God in our spirit. Did you know that? He's going to have to visit us. He's going to have to come see us. He's going to have to come where you are. He's going to have to come where I'm at. He's going to have to move in your life in these days that are coming upon us. You're going to have something more than just a religious experience. You're going to have something more than just a membership to a church somewhere. You're going to have a visitation from God in your spirit. It's what you're going to need. Now, I want to make this statement here and say this. I think there's a lot of things that are important. A lot of people got to think a lot of things are important nowadays. But I think the two most important things that you're going to have in the days coming up that you could have possession of in your life, number one, is have the Word of God live in your life.
Amen.
And the second thing I think is going to be the most important thing you can have in your life is the visitation of the Holy Ghost in your life. And those two things are going to be more important than anything else that there is, more than your finances, more than what the country's doing in the day, the perilous times that we're in. Those two things are going to matter more than anything in your life to have those two things.
Amen.
Have a visitation from the Spirit of God. So saying that, very quickly turn over into Isaiah chapter number 40. This is going to be very familiar. Verses 27 through 31. Y'all know these verses. Y'all know all about them. But I was sitting up in my, we call it the red room. It's not even red. We call it the red room. I don't know why we call it that. It's got the computers in it and TVs in it. And, you know, I sit up there and read a little bit and kind of hang out there some. But I was sitting up there and I was going through one of those times that the brother priest last night, about one of those silent times. You ever had any of those silent times in your life when God's not saying much to you? You ever had that happen to you in your life? Well, hang around if you hadn't, because he hides from you sometimes. Do you know that? He won't say. He just hides, step back, and watch what you're doing. See, I was going through some of that in my life, and I couldn't figure out. I couldn't figure out whether I was going or coming a little bit spiritually in my life. I couldn't figure it out. But I tell you what I needed. I needed a visitation from God in my life. So I needed something to help. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't pull myself out of it. I needed God to come by me and do something in my life and help me in my life that I couldn't do on my own. And that's what we're all needing in our lives today. Did you know that? That's what we're going to have. So I was sitting there and this verse came to my mind. It's verse 31, really. It's where my mind went to. Woo. And all of a sudden, God passed by and visited me in my life. And this scripture, it went boom. It just exploded in my mind. Woo, just like that. I didn't ask for it to. It was something supernatural that happened in my life. This is what you got to have. You got to have a supernatural touch from God in your life. This business of just hanging on and hanging out and just being religious won't work for you. God's got to do something for you in your life.
Amen.
He came by my life and he says, hey. He said, they. When I heard that word they, he said, they that wait upon the Lord. You know what I did? I stood up, got out of my chair, put my hand up and said, hey, I want to be one of those theys I want to be a they. I've got my hand up. I want to wait on the Lord in my life.
Amen.
Why? Because of what's coming after that. That's why I want to be a they. Now let me ask you something. How many folks here today have got something in your life that you're waiting on in your life? You're waiting for God to do it in your life. It hadn't happened just yet, but you're living by faith. You might be struggling with it. You want it to take place. You've got something you want God to do in your life. Just put your hand up in the air. All over the house, people. I'm waiting on God. I got some good news for you. Did you know that? If you're waiting on God, guess what? They that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. So I've waited long enough. I waited so long I'm about wore out. There's a song that one of the older fellows sings. It's called Wore Out. Y'all ever heard that song? I'm wore out. You get wore out sometimes. Did you know that? You just can't hang on. You just can't hang in there. Y'all know if you want a magazine subscription to continue on, what do? You renew. When your gas tank runs out, gets down on it, my daughter drives me crazy. I get in her car and I see what kind of her gas tank looks like, and every time I get in there, that thing's sitting over there on between a fourth and empty and the yellow lights, and she's driving and said, "Daddy, it'll be okay. Daddy, I'm on the side of the road. Can you bring a gas can?" Yeah, that's when it's going to be okay. That gas tank needs what? It needs renewal. So what do? Go down to the gas station, whip out that card, plug that thing in there, and you renew that gas tank. We need our gas tank renewed sometimes. You know that? We need a renewal in our life. God, renew me. Hey, I put my hand up and said, I want to be one of those that gets renewed in their life. I want to be a they. Then he said this. He said, they shall mount up with what?
Wings.
With wings. As what?
Eagle.
But when I read that word mount up, the only thing I could think of was these old time cowboy movies. Now, a lot of you folks in here, you young folks that stood up 25, you don't have a clue who Tom Mix is.
Amen.
Huh? Or Gene Autry? Or the Durango Kid? Or somebody, yeah, but they lived a long time ago, you know that? And they were so funny. They ride out on these horses, and it'd be about 25 guys chasing this one guy. And they'll be going, pew, 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 like that, you know. And the hero in the thing would turn around, he'd go, pew. He'd shoot one time, they'd all turn around and run off. So what does it have to do with what you're talking about? Mounting up. Because then the sheriff would come and say, hey, boys, we're going after the bad guys. Get on your horses and do what? Mount up. That means to put your foot in the stirrup, kick over the side, mount up. We're going to ride out after them. Mount up means to get, it means to get up on top is what it means. That's what it means, Disney. What does this say right here? They that wait upon the Lord, if you're a they, you're going to get up on top one of these days. You know that?
Amen.
You're getting on top. But this is talking about not mounting up on a horse. It's talking about mounting up on what? With what?
Wings.
So what do you mean by that? Well, let me say this. A lot of you that are waiting on you, put your hands up. You got some winds of adversity blowing against you while you're waiting. Did you know that? Huh? You got some winds that are blowing against you while you're waiting. It don't look like it's going to happen. It don't look like it's going to take place. Woo! One of these days, though, we're going to put those wings out like that. And those winds of adversity, God's going to use that. You're going to mount up with wings and soar high above that in your life.
Amen. Come on.
How many of you know who? Well, you won't know him, but I can't think of him, will you? Just take a guess at it. It'd be anybody you want. Chuck Yeager. Have you ever heard of Chuck Yeager?
Yes, sir.
All right, he was a fighter pilot. You know that, but he was a peculiar guy. Him and his wingman. Now, they both had 20/10. Well, Chuck had 20/10 vision. You know what that means? It means he can see a fly sitting over on their car hood over at that building. That's what that means right there. That's how good his vision was. He said one of the reasons that he stayed alive, help us out now, one of the reasons that he stayed alive is because he and his wingman would see the enemy long before the enemy ever saw them. There's a spiritual application in that. We need vision in our lives so we can see the enemy long before he ever sees us. Did you know that? He said what that meant was, he said what we would do, he said we'd see him way off yonder, and what we'd do, we'd put our wings out and we'd fly above them is what we'd do. Because what it meant, he said, speed was life. Speed was life. If you had speed, you could stay alive. So they'd see the enemy, they'd fly above the enemy, and then they'd go, shoom! Fly out of there, shoot him down and be gone. Soaring above the enemy. Amen. If you are they that's waiting on the Lord, these winds of adversity are going to drive you high above the enemy where you can see and be victorious over that in your life.
Amen.
Then it says this. He says, they shall what? Run. Now, everybody knows what running is, don't you? Huh? I used to could run, can't run no more. Got one knee wore out. Chuck told me, he said, get you a knee replacement. I did, but it ain't working like it's supposed to. I mean, it's all right, but it ain't working like I wanted to. Well, you said you could run and not be weary. In other words, you can just run, and for me, that word weary to me means not get tired. Everybody wants to run the race. Did you know that? If you're a they, guess what? You're waiting on the Lord. You're going to be able to run in this race and not be weary and wore out in your life. We've got to have the supernatural strength of the power of God and the Holy Ghost to stay in this race. Look around you. A lot of them are falling out, aren't they? You know anybody falling out? They've gotten weary and they fell out in their lives. They can't run anymore. They're not in the race anymore. He said, if you're a they, you put your hands up. He said, I'm waiting on somebody. I'm waiting on the Lord, Brother Fred. Guess what? You're going to run and not be weary. I can't get over a steel green. I can't get over that tree planted by those rivers of water.
Amen.
I was thinking about the other night. I said, Terry, I said, you know what? I said, that tree wasn't planted there by accident. I said, it was planted by the rivers of water on purpose.
Amen.
Somebody put it there on purpose. I said, what in the world do you think that means? I said, well, this is what it means for me. Trees and plants get their water from what we've been having the last 2 or 3 days. They get it from rain, don't they?
Yes, sir.
Well, guess what happened when the rain runs out? They start drying up. They start withering. Some of them turn brown. But God said if we belong to him, we is going to be like a tree planted by rivers of water. What does that mean? They get their water, whoo, from underground, from a place where you can't see. Did you know that? And it goes on and on, and everybody looks at it and says, everybody else is dying out. Everybody else is walking off. How come they still green? Because you're getting your strength supernaturally from the Holy Ghost in your life.
Amen.
I love camp meeting.
Yes,
I like the atmosphere. I truly love going over to the building. I loved them chicken legs I ate yesterday. I want to tell you, them things were good. I loved them pinto beans. I loved all that macaroni. I ate that whole piece of bread. And I ate me a whole piece of cake while I was over there. I love the fellowship. I love talking to Brother Jamie and Steve. I love all that stuff. But I tell you what. Camp meeting's not quite the same for me. And it's happened when I come and I've got turmoil in my life and I'm sitting back there and everybody else is shouting hallelujah and I feel like I've been excluded in my life. But I really love camp meeting when the Holy Spirit makes me a part of it also. And draws me into what's going on. And touches my heart. Woo, and lets me get in on what's going on. I really love it then. Did you know that? And that's what you need in your life. Some of that water from that unseen river.
Amen.
I love it. We sitting. Oh, yeah. I'm about done. Hey. We were sitting in our house the other night. Watching something on TV. Might have been Braves. Ding, ling, ling, phone rang on the other end. Jesus said, Brother Fred, she said, Reese has something she wants to tell you. I said, well, what is it? She said, Brother Fred, I got saved tonight, just weeping and crying. We had a shouting time when we heard that. Did you know that?
Amen.
Well, we played her testimony for our Wednesday night Bible study. That's how fast that goes. When God does something, it don't take him long to get the word out. Did you know that? It don't take him long. The last thing it says there, it says they shall walk and what now? Not faint. So I'm not going to faint. It means I can walk. Everybody wants you to walk with the Lord. So I'm a they, Brother Fred. I want you to put your hand up again. I'm a they, Brother Fred. I want my strength renewed in my life. I'm a they, Brother Fred. I want to mount up with wings as eagles in my life. I'm a they, Brother Fred. I want to walk and not faint. I'm a they, Brother Fred. I want to run and not be weary. I want to be that they. I want to be that. I said, God, please, please. Make the they. And the last thing is this. Sitting back there yesterday morning, I'm minding my own business. You know, I'd kind of like to get over on the side over there and kind of hide out and watch everything. Kind of be a sideliner. I was that in basketball anyway. Played three positions, guard, forward, and center. Sat in the center of the bench, guarded a water bucket, looked forward to the next game. That's what I've done. And somebody said, you played college basketball. Yeah, I played during practice. That's about it. Mind my own business over there. Barbara turned around and said, go pray with Jesse. I said, okay, I will. So I got stumbled down that side over there. Jennifer calls me, tells me I'm making it thunder when I kick that thing on the side over there. Disturb everything. Got down over here. Put my hand on her like that. Begin to pray. I didn't know what to pray about. All of a sudden, we got to praying. God got in the middle of it. Steve showed up. Others showed up. Holy Ghost got involved. It wasn't long after God did his work right over yonder. Wasn't long after that. We had us a laughing spell. We had us an infilling of the Holy Spirit. We had the touch of God in our lives. The visitation of his Spirit, whoo, preserved our souls in our life. And this is what we're needing, folks. We need a visitation from the Spirit of God to be a they for what God wants to do for us. Brother Steve.